Kurt Schilling pitched the Boston Red Sox into the 2004 World Series and a state of ecstasy. But his youngest son, Grant, had problems. In a family of three boys and a girl, Grant was different. He wouldn't sit with others, couldn't tie his shoes, he'd have daily meltdowns, he'd develop obsessions. He shrank from his mother's hugs, he couldn't grasp directions. As his father said, he's just not processing. And yet, Grant Schilling knew everything there is about dinosaurs, Legos, and mole rats. He displayed astonishing sensitivity to others. He was maddening and compelling. Finally, Grant Schilling was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a neurological disorder which, by the way, a great many brilliant people have had. Kurt and Shonda Schilling have written the story of their family's life with Asperger's. It's called The Best Kind of Different, One Family's Journey with Asperger's Syndrome. They join us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I want to ask Shonda Schilling most of the questions. But
good. I like it that way.
I have to begin by asking you, what's it like for Kurt Schilling to show his face in New York?
We've tried to stay to side streets and back alleys for the most part. Yeah, I don't go over well here.
Well, thank you very much for braving the streets to come and speak with us. Shonda Schilling, I feel that we need a good working definition of Asperger's syndrome. Can you help us?
I can tell you the signs that Grant has and how it works in our family and what we've seen. Grant has trouble seeing social cues. He has trouble seeing faces and understanding angry and sad on someone's face. Mm-hmm. He is gets into something that he really likes, and he learns everything that he needs to know about that. And when he speaks, a lot of times, he speaks without a filter. So he speaks what we like to call straight from the heart.
Mm. And Mr. Schilling, you say at one point in your family story, he's just not processing anything.
Right. Well, I mean, to kind of make that a simple exercise and understanding, if you were to tell Grant to go upstairs and brush your teeth, put your pajamas on and go to bed, Grant would go upstairs and brush his teeth and come back downstairs. And then if you told him to go upstairs and put your pajamas on and go to bed, he'd come back downstairs after his pajamas. Multi-step directions are very hard for him to process. You know, that being said, he's incredibly intelligent. It's just the way his brain works. He takes different routes to solutions than other people.
And let me understand something. When Grant announces to you, "I won't eat that," mm-hmm. It's the instinctive reaction of a parent to say, "Yes, you will, young man, or you'll eat nothing." But that doesn't have any cut any ice with Grant, I gather.
You know, if I were to say to any of my other kids, "You're not getting up from the table until you finish that," you know, on a typical child, they finish it and they get up from the table. He is locked in on not eating that particular food, and it might be the texture of the food. It might be the color of the food. It wasn't as simple as, "I don't like broccoli and I'm not going to eat it." There was mm-hmm. always something more to it that had to do with sensory issues that I had no idea.
Something you talk about in the book is the fact that, look, baseball players make a good income, and that can be good for a family. But they're away from home for weeks at a time during the season. They have to be kind of single-minded in a very demanding and unforgiving profession. Now, that would place a strain on any couple.
Oh, no question. No question. I mean,
well, but what yeah. the particular strain of a couple confronting this?
Well, so for me, baseball was a 12-month-a-year job. There was a very small window of time after each season when I would try and wind down and relax and recover and get back and start getting ready for the season. But it's not any different than a lot of jobs in the real world. You travel most of the time. You're away from home. The difference is that you're compensated a lot more for doing what I did for a living than most other people are for any profession. But that compensation doesn't come into play when it comes to your children.
We're talking to Kurt and Shonda Schilling, their book, The Best Kind of Different, One Family's Journey with Asperger's Syndrome. Shonda Schilling, it must have been tempting to say, I don't care if you are pitching in the seventh game of the World Series, I need help.
But see, I took it as a pride thing, which was the mistake. If I asked for help, then I wasn't a good enough mother. And because Grant wasn't achieving and my other kids were not achieving. They weren't the straight A students. I really thought that I was a bad mother. And through this process, I've learned that, you know what, I am a good mother. And, you know, there is no perfect child and there is no perfect parents and there is no perfect parenting skills. But if your kids are happy, you know, that's the best gift that you can give your children.
I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that, well, according to scholarly reports, it's possible that Einstein, Ben Franklin, Napoleon, Lincoln, Harry Truman might have all had Asperger's syndrome.
Well, Steven Spielberg has Asperger's.
Yeah. It's one of the things I think that we both talked about when the diagnosis was handed to us and we started to really understand what it was. Puzzle pieces just kind of fell into place. You know, those temper tantrums in the grocery store, and you used to look at kids and go, you know, geez, will you get a hold of your kid and the kids you went to school with who were quote-unquote outcasts and different. Mm-hmm. A lot of things made sense. Unfortunately, it's sad to think that we grew up in a generation where those kids were just looked at as unruly as opposed to challenged.
Mm. Would you ever get embarrassed about being embarrassed by a tantrum?
Yes.
Not me.
I can't help but be sensitive to reactions of people around me when I really, you know, I don't have control of the situation. But there's still times, you know, mm-hmm. when he's at a soccer game and he's supposed to be playing goalie and he's twisted himself so far up and here comes the ball and he can't untwist himself. I mean, I am going towards laughing at those situations, but I still get embarrassed.
He twisted himself how?
In the net.
In the net. He was twirling in the net, you know, and at 10 years old, that's not funny. You know, at 10 years old, the kids are playing to win. The parents are there,
yeah.
You know, because they want to win.
The parents are sure playing to win, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and there he is all twisted up in the net, and they score, and the kids are yelling at him. And he says to me, can you imagine they were yelling at me for that? Like, he doesn't get that he just, you know, cost him a goal.
He has his Charlie Brown moments.
If I ever meet him, and I hope I do one day, I would never want to break wind around him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and he tells that every chance he gets. But yep. Don't ever ask Grant anything honestly either.
Yep.
Yeah.
I should explain, Grant announces when his parents...
His mother never does.
We fart in public, and Grant makes sure to announce to anybody within earshot that what has just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's great.
And sometimes you do stuff, and you go, oh no, and here it comes. It's just there's no way to hide that. But I think that's the beautiful thing about Grant is if once you set into your mind that nothing he does. Is that a maliciousness or disrespect? Yeah. You really appreciate the heart that's inside that little boy.
Well, Kurt and Shonda Schilling, been just a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shonda and Kurt Schilling, their new book is The Best Kind of Different, One Family's Journey with Asperger's Syndrome. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.